And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 11th of September, 2015. It was on this date, 1941, ground was broken for the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. In July of that same year, Brigadier General and Engineer Brian B. Somerville had summoned two of his subordinates. He told them to draw up plans for an office building 4 stories tall to cover 4 million square feet and to house 40,000 War Department workers. Gave them the assignment on a Thursday afternoon, said he wanted the plans on his desk by Monday. Plans were there on Monday. Construction began 2 months later. 16 months later, the Pentagon was complete. It was on this date, 1792, the Hope Diamond was stolen. It came from a mine in India. It was originally about 112 carats, but King Louis XIV of France had it recut into a 67-carat heart shape, which he wore on a ribbon around his neck. But during the French Revolution, on this date, 1792, the treasury was looted, the crown jewels were stolen, and the Hope Diamond was lost. It turned up in London 20 years later. A stone which is rumored to be cursed. It is said that the merchant who sold it to Louis XIV had stolen it from a statue of a Hindu idol. He was later torn apart by wild dogs, and subsequent owners have suffered financial ruin and personal tragedies and violent deaths. It now rests in the Smithsonian Institution in Washington. It's the birthday of William Sidney Porter, O. Henry, born Greensboro, North Carolina, 1862. O. Henry, who said, "You can't write a story that's got any life in it by sitting at a writing table and thinking. You've got to get out into the streets, into the crowds, talk with people, and feel the rush and throb of real life. That's the stimulant for a story writer." It's the birthday of D.H. Lawrence, David Herbert Lawrence, born Eastwood, England, 1885, author of Sons and Lovers, Women in Love, Lady Chatterley's Lover. D.H. Lawrence, who wrote, "No form of love is wrong so long as it is love, and you yourself honor what you are doing." Here's a poem for today by Barbara Crooker. "Away in Virginia, I see a mustard field and think of you. Because the blue hills are like the shoulder and slopes of your back as you sleep, often I slip a hand under your body to anchor myself to this earth. The yellow mustard rises from a waving sea of green. I think of us driving narrow roads in France, under a tunnel of sycamores, my hair blowing in the hot wind, opera washing out of the radio loud. We are feeding each other cherries from a white paper sack. And then we return to everyday life, or we fall into bed exhausted, fall asleep while still reading, forget the solid planes of the body in the country of dreams. I miss your underwear, soft from a thousand washings, the socks you still wear from a store out of business 30 years. I love to smell your sweat after mowing grass or hauling wood. I miss the weight on your side of the bed." A poem by Barbara Crooker, "Away in Virginia, I See a Mustard Field and Think of You," from her collection Radiance, published by Grayson Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering the weekly poetry podcast, Poetry Off the Shelf, featuring contemporary American poets, readings, reviews, and more. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/poetrypodcast. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.